Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, I did not have World of Warcraft and Florida Man as two things, you know, that would immediately come up in our first week of 2024. But, you know, here we are. So a 31-year-old Florida man was arrested and is facing charges because police say that he hid a missing Ohio teen because he planned to have dirty times with her. The detective in the case arrested Thomas Ebersol just a few days ago. And according to the Marion County Sheriff's Office, the FBI had reached out to the detective for assistance because they were trying to find this 16-year-old. They found her after she logged into World of Warcraft, and they found Ebersol's home address. And upon further investigation, they learned that he also had a World of Warcraft account. They accessed it from the location. And when law enforcement contacted him, he initially denied knowing her. And then when they pressed, he said, okay, he knows her. He went to Ohio to meet her, brought her back to his home. And he said he was in a romantic relationship with the minor and said he was going to hide her in his home and eventually marry her, which is super illegal. And so they turned the messages on the online chat Discord to the detective, and they found all kinds of stuff. So he's facing multiple charges: interfering with child custody, traveling to meet a minor, and sheltering an unmarried minor. And yeah. So parents, you need to be watching your kids online as well. And if they're talking to older dudes, you need to be monitoring that. And like, I at this point, the guy, you can't tell me the guy didn't know how old she was. So he willingly went along with us. Yeah. Weirdo. All right. Golly, World of Warcraft, though. Not everybody who plays that is like that, I gotta say. Like, come on. Let's see. Okay. So this is an Orlando man. Kane, you made mention of this. Remember how I told you in the headlines? Well, maybe you don't. I think it was our first hour. There are these companies that are going to be sending people's remains into space. And this Orlando man is one of them. He's going to send his mom's remains to deep space aboard the Vulcan rocket. Her remains are going to join 200 people's ashes in the company Celestis's first ever deep. Oh my. Can I just stop for a minute? What if there are like some aliens out there? And they come across one of these capsules. And they're like, what's this? And they open it up, and it's a bunch of our dead people in there. Isn't that? That seems weird, right? Why?
The cremated remains, right?
I don't care. It's weird. I'm sorry. I just think it's weird. If that's your jam, good for you. But I think it's your jam's weird. I'm not into it, man. Would you be shot into space? I mean, I really don't care what happens after. I always think cemeteries are a waste of great real estate, but I have very weird views about this. I just don't think, like, shooting it into space, isn't that like littering?
Well, there's people that do it like at Niagara Falls. They just spread the ashes out.
So my mom's like, when I kick the bucket, I want to be cremated, and I want you to throw my ashes. I'm not going to say where, but I told her, I'm like, Mom, I'm pretty sure it's a felony. Number one. Number two, what if it's windy? We've all seen Big Lebowski. Okay. And number three, ew. So I'm like, what are you going to do? You can come back and haunt me if I don't do what you ask? I mean, okay. I don't know. Like, it just, to me, it's weird, right? Is it weird? I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, why can't you just be turned into a gem and be done with it, right? Like those companies out there that did, which also is weird, if I'm being honest. I don't know. I mean, of course, I'm also the person that keeps her dead dog's ashes in her china cabinet next to my husband's grandmother's china. So I just don't know if I'm probably like the best source of opinion on this. You know what I'm saying? Is that weird? Yeah, it's weird, but I really love Louie. I love that dog, right? Is that weird?
But are you tossing his ashes anywhere?
No, it's in a box china cabinet.
Kind of hanging on to it, aren't you?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I put it there. What else am I going to do with it?
You're not shooting it in space or spreading it out at Niagara Falls.
I mean, what if you wanted to go like swimming somewhere and you realize somebody just dumped their dead Nana's ashes in here? I don't know. It's weird, man. Right? I don't know. Like, I just get real weird about this stuff. I don't even like sitting here talking about it. I'm uncomfortable. Ugh. As we move, our partners who help bring you free radio, our friends over at Kel-Tec, the Sub 2K, if you're unfamiliar with the Sub 2K. This is one of the coolest things that they make. This is for all the people out there backpacking and climbing and hiking and camping. And it folds in half. The Sub 2K carbine fills that pistol caliber carbine gap. So you got all kinds of options for popular magazines like Glock, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, which makes it a lot easier to take along because you got a lot less to take along. So from right now until March of this year, Kel-Tec is offering a $100 rebate program on any newly purchased Sub 2K from a licensed dealer. So you buy a Sub 2K and you get $100, which is awesome. And again, that goes all the way to March of 2024 this year. Just so you still have a couple of months to take advantage of it. And that Sub 2K, if you're unfamiliar, you have the ballistic advantage, distance accuracy that comes with a 16-inch barrel, and it can be easily disassembled for cleaning or inspection without tools. Intuitive sights, adjustable stock, easy to field strip, and you got all kinds of stuff that you can do. It folds in half. It's like gun origami. Learn more about the Sub 2K and that $100 rebate program by visiting keltecweapons.com, keltecweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
After the historic movement for justice in the summer of 2020, I signed the most significant police reform executive order in history.
This 2020 BLM, the riots, how is this a historic movement for justice, is what I would like to know. How is this a historic movement? When you look at where all of these riots and all of the destruction and everything else took place, where did this happen? It happened in predominantly minority neighborhoods, and it affected predominantly minority businesses. So you had minority businesses and minority neighborhoods that were utterly destroyed by a movement that claimed to somehow advocate on their behalf. That doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense at all. It was a violent, we had rolling violent riots that I wish the office of the executive actually would have stopped. I don't know why in the hell we had Republicans in the White House and Republicans in the House, and yet this was allowed to happen. And then there was a portion when all of us were told to stay in our homes and everything else, and yet these riots and everything, they tried to burn down a church. But if you want to ask questions about it now, you're told that, to shut up and just get in line. We live in a monarchy and pledge fealty. Yeah, I got questions. So do a lot of other people. Every night we saw riots on TV. Every night something was on fire. Every damn night. Entire neighborhoods. People were assaulted and attacked. A kid was killed in Portland. I was just this crazy, and it was all sanctioned. Not only was it sanctioned by this administration, but Kamala Harris promoted the bail fund. That was the insurrection. If you want to have a discussion about an insurrection, that was the insurrection. Was those riots? You don't get justice with injustice. No justice has ever been achieved by promoting injustice. Ever. So you can't claim that this was a movement about justice. It was a movement about injustice. Good heavens. Yeah, mostly peaceful. Good grief. And then he did this thing where he pandered again. I want to know why in the world Democrats always go and they default to this, what is it? It's this Reverend James Cleveland, who made this, he had this originally. Hillary Clinton became famous for Clinton. Now you've got Joe Biden, who's speaking to this church, and I guess he realized, I'm in a black church, I guess. Then he decided to pander them one of the most bigoted ways. Listen, so ridiculous.
My fellow Americans, this is a time of choosing. So let us choose the truth. Let us choose America. I know we can do it together, and it's the gospel song sings, we've come too far from where we started.
Here he goes.
Nobody told me the road would be easy.
Here he goes. He's going to get into it now.
I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me. My fellow Americans, I don't think the good Lord brought us this far to leave us behind.
Heaven forbid Joe Biden quote like Frederick Douglass or somebody, but if you asked him who Frederick Douglass was, he probably wouldn't know. Remember when Hillary Clinton did it? Remember? Yeah, listen.
Say
remember
this? With one voice. Don't feel no ways tired.
Tired? Oh, my gosh. You remember that?
It's like the worst setting. Where I started from, nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Oh, my gosh. They always go to that quote every time. They always go to that quote. I mean, you know, you could, it'd be cool if they, like, I don't know, quoted Thomas Sowell even. You know, they probably don't know who he is either. Just thinking out loud. That's, but they always go back. I mean, there's all of them, all the Democrats, they always quote that. They always quote James Cleveland. They always go back and quote that. What was his point of, like, mentioning this? I don't know. Like, what was his whole thing of going into that? He's fear mongering and race hustling by going to the church because he's exploiting the tragedy and trying to use a tragedy that was created by bad leadership. And I would say, I mean, all of these agencies that are supposed to run these systems, they all say that, oh, no, you don't need guns. These agencies are going to keep you safe. Then the agencies allow killers to actually buy firearms. Because of the clerical errors. Regardless of whether or not you like the system, that's not the question. The question is, these are the people who said, no, we got to have these things in place to keep you safe, except, you know, when we don't actually make them work. They don't tell you about that part. Good heavens. But then they'll use their errors as a way to argue to make you more vulnerable. So isn't he going to go to, he's like doing a tragedy tour, isn't he?
Yeah.
Where's he going after this?
Name the tragedy.
No, I mean, did he do the Valley Forge thing already where he was trying to, So what's he's like doing something else after this.
Yeah, I'll look at the list, but there's a whole campaign.
It all blends together because it's all the same message of hate and Republicans are racist and I know ways tarred and all that. I don't know. It's the same, it's the same, golly. I can't deal. And we're going to have, golly, how many, unless he decides to drop out, which is not going to happen. I think the only way he drops out is if it's not Trump as the Republican nominee. If Trump isn't Republican nominee, then I think Biden will drop out because he's the only person that he's competitive against. Don't get mad at me. I'm just citing the polls. I mean, we can ignore all of the data that's out there and I can just, you know, blow smoke up everybody's backside if it makes us all easier to sleep at night. But I'm just being honest with you. That is the way it is. And Democrats are perfectly fine with allowing that to happen because you all know he's not making these decisions in the White House. You all know this. It's not him. Golly. Have you seen, where's the other soundbite that he has here? The one where he couldn't even, I don't even know what he was saying here. I think our friend Larry sent us, our Vegas Larry sent this to us. I don't know what was he even saying? And it was just a bunch of stutter. He wasn't even stuttering. He was not even getting his words right. They like to try to advertise his inability to make one coherent sentence as stutter. And that's not what a stutter is. Listen.
Those pushing the big lie have a conspiracy theory among conspiracy theories that outweighs them all. That there's what, but here's the fact. There's where we don't have facts. Their whole theory has no facts, has no proof, has no evidence.
What?
I think he lost track when he was reading the teleprompter.
Does he have a teleprompter? Yeah, I'm sure he has a teleprompter up there.
Giant letters.
Yeah. Good heavens. So, a couple of other things. Speaking of FBI and errors, did you guys see this from NBC? You know, the Perry School, the trans militant murderer, another trans activist murdering school kids. So the Iowa killer was active on Discord and the FBI was aware. They said that they had flagged the chat room had been flagged to the FBI in November and an agent had reached out and asked for more information. And a lot of people like told the FBI exactly what was happening. They sent screenshots and they never heard back. No one ever followed up. You know how they should have told them that maybe they were, we heard that they walked past the Capitol on January 6th. If you want to get them to do something, They walked past the Capitol on January 6th. I had a friend of mine who was like, now, you know, to be fair, I'm sure they get a lot of tips and fewer probably legitimate. But, you know, it's easy in hindsight to say that they should have done something. That's not what the argument is, though. The argument isn't, well, they get a lot of tips. The argument has been you deserve fewer rights because these agencies can keep you safe. That's what the argument is. You deserve fewer rights because these agencies can keep you safe. Well, if you get too many damn tips to follow up on, isn't that like more of a reason for people to be armed and able to protect themselves? That's the way I look at it. Heavens on earth.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so a couple of things here. First off, the snowstorm that's hitting, what, 60 million people in the northwestern U.S. this weekend? What do they say? It's going to frigid temperatures. I'm hearing all kinds of stuff. Well, you live in the Northeast. Why is this a big shocking thing? Am I being, like, mean? You all know how to deal with snow. Y'all know how to deal with cold. I mean, hell, home's in, like, the thumb and the mitten of Michigan, right? Or the tip of the index finger of Michigan. Y'all don't even have AC in your houses. I know this. Y'all used to the cold. So they said it's the first big snowstorm, a big one. They said it'll be the biggest in 2 years, is impacting the interior mid-Atlantic and much of New England. Again, it's like saying there's going to be some heat in Texas, guys. Let's get ready. Okay, it's a dry heat. New York girls' high school basketball game was canceled after anti-Semitic slurs were hurled at players via the New York Post. This was in Yonkers. They said it was canceled this week when players on the home team were screaming anti-Semitic slurs at their Jewish opponents who needed security guards to escort them off the court to safety. I'm going to tell you something. If you're a parent and you didn't go down there to whoop the ass of your kid on the court who was doing it, then you suck as a parent. I don't know. I personally think that you're scum of the earth and your stupid brat kid is too. So screw y'all and blank your kids, right? Okay. Honestly, if I saw one of my kids do that, oh man, there would not be enough flip-flops in the world. There wouldn't be. I would be on that court. I wouldn't be just be beating my kid. I'd be beating all your kids. And any parent that came down to stop me, I'd beat you too. So, yeah, they were screaming, blank you Jew. I support Hamas. That's literally what, and they're on tape saying this. We can't play any of it because they're, yeah, literally saying they support Hamas. That's a terror group, you stupid inbred brat. That's a terror group. Good grief. I just, you know, I have no at all whatsoever sympathy or courtesy for these people. Sometimes rough hands are needed. Let's see. Jodie Foster says that Generation Z can be really annoying to work with. Really? I mean, we are not shocked. She says that she finds Gen Z really annoying, but she hopes that people can find their own path to help them learn how to relax. And she says that they're annoying in the workplace. She joked, they're like, nah, I'm not feeling it today. I'm going to come in at 10:30. Or in emails, she says, I'll tell them this is all grammatically incorrect. Did you not check your spelling? And they're like, why would we do that? Isn't that limiting? Like, you can't even proofread your stuff. Like, what is the matter with you? My gosh, I'd never send anything in. And had I not done, oh my gosh, she's right though. She's absolutely right. Let's see. MSN. I feel like if you have to be a real estate broker, then your first job isn't a rapper. Texas rapper and real estate broker was arrested for allegedly kidnapping a pregnant woman and locking her in his garage for years. 52-year-old Lee Carter, a.k.a. Viper, was formally charged Thursday after Houston police responded to his home on a report of a kidnapping. They said they found the woman who told them she had been trapped inside, according to court documents. She had been abducted about 4 or 5 years prior while pregnant and panhandling on the street. The man approached her to give her a dollar and then returned to ask her if she needed help and then told her to get in the car. So, yeah, they were able to. That's crazy. I also feel like don't get in the car with weirdo people. And carnivorous invasive frogs are breeding in Georgia, say biologists. I don't like that.
Carnivorous.
Don't they eat bugs in that anyway? That's like meat, right? Stick with us. We got more in store. I was reading back into his history, into Lloyd Austin's history. And you know that he's not considered like this great talent. Like he was formerly at CENTCOM. There was a lot of criticism as to how he ran his job when he was at, how he did his job at CENTCOM, all this stuff. So I'm just, you know, he's been out for, you know, a little bit now. They had no idea. Biden had no idea. Although they're trying to, I feel like they're trying to retcon that. They released a statement where they came out and said, well, actually, you know, we knew. We were talking about it. Was he, though? He was in St. Croix. He was on vacation. And we're told that whenever he goes on vacation, that he's essentially working the whole time, right? That he's working the whole time. And so that's, we really didn't, it's not a big deal if he takes so many vacations. But apparently, I guess no one, I don't know, no one told him, because other people are saying that nobody knew that he was hospitalized for days. Like, dude was taken back to ICU for post-operative pain. I mean, he's, and in fact, here's the thing that even, that blows my mind even more. So his deputy, and this is CNN that reported this, you know, that bastion of super conservatism, CNN. Yeah. No, because the left is always like, we don't like your sources. And the right, Prague, we don't like your sources. The deputy defense secretary wasn't even told that he had been hospitalized. She was, Kathleen Hicks, she's number two at Pentagon. She was pretty much kept in the dark by all of this. And wasn't told that he was hospitalized. And he's what, eighth? I can't remember his how far away he is from the office of the executive. But dude's in line, right? I mean, the dude's in line. She didn't even know that he was hospitalized, that he had had a medical procedure when he was on leave. And they didn't actually say what it was. They said it was an elective medical procedure or something to that effect. But then he had post-operative pain. He went back. He began experiencing severe pain on the evening of January 1st, and they took him via ambulance. So it was serious enough for him to be transported via ambulance to Walter Reed, right? And they said that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was notified on January 2nd that he'd been hospitalized the day before. So apparently, chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, wasn't even notified until the day after all of this, that Austin had been hospitalized. And then apparently all the people in the chain of command, the military service secretaries, etc., they weren't even notified till 4 days after he was checked back into the hospital. That's kind of crazy. Not even the number two even knew. Not even she knew that he had been hospitalized. She was just assuming his duties. She had no idea. She was kept in the dark until 3 days after he checked back into the hospital for post-operative complications. And the president, according to CNN, he was unaware that Lloyd Austin was even hospitalized until 3 days into his hospitalization. So I've got a lot of questions about this. And I think it's interesting that the left is reporting on this the way they are. Apparently, I don't think they like him from the beginning, but there's a reason why this is a top story, for actually several reasons why this is a top story. Because we have, right now, we've got back and forth with the Iranian proxies, the Houthis in the Red Sea. We've got troops actually abroad. We've got everything happening with Israel versus Hamas, the Chinese saber rattling, North and South Korea. I mean, we can go on and on. The deluge at the border and the national security threat that that presents. And our Secretary of Defense legit disappeared for a week plus. He was gone, hospitalized. Nobody had any idea. Which brings me back full circle to my original question. Do we need one? Do we need this guy? If we didn't even know. I mean, apparently we can still operate while Joe Biden takes, how many days of vacation has he taken? Almost, it's been over half of his presidency that he's been on vacation. I'm not exaggerating. That's like legit how often he's been on vacation. So, I mean, I guess maybe Lloyd Austin got jealous. I don't know. So he takes the time off. Does nobody... Here's the other thing I was kind of throwing back and forth in my head. I don't know how the Biden administration runs things. Because when you look at what's happening in the Red Sea, and we talked a little bit about this last week, you know, you have the canal over there. That's a huge, huge means of shipping. That's a major, major issue, oil and gas, you know, et cetera, et cetera. they have briefings every single day. They have national security briefings every single day. Did no one think, well, where's Lloyd Austin so we can ask him a question about this? Did no one stop and go, you know, we got these drone attacks happening and we just, you know, now we're responding to the Houthi attack by attacking Houthi, an Iranian proxy group. That's an escalation. Should we bring in the Secretary of Defense on this? The actual Secretary of Defense. Should we bring this guy in? Do you see where I'm going with this? It's weird. How does he stay in his job after this? Now, he released a statement. Let me find this statement. Well, his people did. I don't need to read the whole thing. It was basically, my bad. I don't even need to sit here and go. NBC was reporting, I read this a couple hours ago. It was basically all, oh, my bad. He says, quote, I'm very glad to be on the mend and look forward to returning the Pentagon soon. I also understand the media concerns about transparency, and I recognize I could have done a better job ensuring the public was appropriately informed. I commit to doing better. But this is important to say. This was my medical procedure, and I take full responsibility for my decisions about disclosure. So basically, he just told you to shut the hell up. That last sentence. He was basically saying, this was my procedure, and it's up to my discretion whether or not I tell you or anybody about it. The dude has not been able to perform his duty since New Year's. Now, they said that he resumed his full duties just this past Friday evening, but he was in the hospital Saturday still, wasn't he? So, oh, and by the way, guess where his deputy was when she was told that she had to resume his duties, but she didn't know what was going on. Guess where she was?
At home?
No. Oh. No, guess where she was?
Grocery store?
Uh-uh. One last guess.
Laundromat?
No. Okay. She was on vacation in Puerto Rico.
Oh.
She wasn't even in D.C. Oh, she wasn't even there. She wasn't even anywhere near. So she just, that's how last minute it was. They didn't even tell the girl. She was in Puerto Rico on vacation, living her best life. And they're like, hey, by the way, Kathleen, guess what? You're now the interim temp SecDef. Have fun. She's in Puerto Rico. Just saying. She had no idea. Pentagon officials haven't described his condition or anything else. Again, while he was in the hospital, we went at this dude. Remember, we had the strike. This is, pull this up. This is NBC. A U.S. airstrike kills the leader of Iranian-backed militia in Baghdad. That took place while he was in the hospital, totally not even assuming his duties. Okay? We had bases with Americans on them attacked 6 times. By Iranian-backed militias. We've been considering how to strike the Houthis because they keep going at ships in the Red Sea. We got 2 carrier strike groups in the Mediterranean right now because of everything going on in Gaza. And then speaking of, you know, the Houthis, they're based in Yemen. They've been attacking all those container ships coming out of the Red Sea. We had the destroyer that shot down 2 Houthi missiles. That was on December 30th. This was all while this dude has been in the hospital, not able to do his job. And you had number 2 out in Puerto Rico. So again, I go back to, do we need a SecDef? Because apparently we don't.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.